Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Ali, treating medical report patient. First name is Mohammed, last name Ahmed. Date of birth is 02/21/1951. Period examination date is 02/27/2025. Period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with the chief complaint of high blood glucose, comma, tingling in the feet, comma, blurry vision, and occasional fast heartbeat. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient came today with chief complaint, direction and subjective colon. Patient stated that his fasting blood glucose was ranging from 140 to 170 milligram per diem, and after that he started feeling numbness and tingling in the lower extremities. Patient is also following diet period. Patient felt blurry vision and going to have an eye exam next few days period. Patient occasionally felt fast heartbeat, especially when he's walking, otherwise no chest pain or shortness of breath period. Next line, video system colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, short of chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities or snoring period. Next line. Back medical history. Significant for diabetes, and he's on Indian medications equivalent to metformin, 100 milligram, 2 tablets a day. And Jardiance, 10 milligram a day. Next time, patient also have a history of hypertension. Is on Ramipril, 5 milligram, 1 tablet a day, along with low salt diet period. Next line, social history patient, lives with his family and his son, takes care of his medical issues. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. His exercises, some walking. Here, next line, objective colon. Lake is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next time, EEMT examination reveals clear conjunctiva. Next line, neck is supple without any raised JVP. Next line, heart examination has rapid first and second heart sounds without any cardiac murmur, and it improved after resting. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. The patient has scratching of the skin without any open wounds. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with the patient and his son, and all their questions are answered to their satisfaction. They were wonderful and understanding. Period. Next patient is J-A-C-E-K. Last name is M-R-O-W-C-A. Date of birth is 02/18/1965. Period examination date is 02/27/2025. Period next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of black stool, and rectal bleeding, Peter. Next line, subject to colon patient stated that 2 weeks ago he had black color stool. Lasted for 2 days, and after that, patient had rectal bleed a week ago, lasting for 1 or 2 minutes after the bowel movement. There was no weakness, there was no nausea, vomiting, and patient was not taking any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication. He was not on any supplement or over-the-counter medications like Pepto-Bismol. Period. Next line, review of system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, lightheadedness, comma, dizziness, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, vomiting, comma, nausea, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, aspirin consumption, period. Next line. Test medical history is significant for vitamin D deficiency and is on vitamin D3 supplement 2000 units once a day period. Next line, patient was also on aspirin 81 milligram once a day prescribed by cardiologist. The next line, patient has a history of hypertension and is on metoprolol 50 milligram tablet once a day, along with low salt diet. The next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on rosuvastatin 40 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet. The next line, patient has a history of depression and is on olanzapine 15 milligram tablet once a day, and QTPine, QUETIAPINE 100 milligram twice a day. Weird. Next line. Patient has a history of hypertension and is on misoprostol also 10 milligram one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. Weird. Next line. Social history. Patient is single and he is disabled due to depression. Period. Patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use. Period. The next line. Obstructive colon. Correction. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second heart sound without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema. A tremor sphere. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. I had a long discussion with patient and he's asked to notify his cardiologist regarding the aspirin and need to be stopped. Patient's questions are answered to his satisfaction and verbal understanding. Period. Next patient. Anisha, H-A-R-N-I-S-H-K-A, last time is Madhiwala, M-A-D-H-I-W-A-L-A. Date of birth is 1-0-0-2-1950, examination date is 02-27-2025. Period. Next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today. The chief complaint of left shoulder pain, comma, left knee pain, comma, right knee pain, comma, nasal congestion, comma, abnormal weight gain. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that his left shoulder pain has been less and is undergoing physical therapy and would continue his home physical therapy. Correction, home exercises. Period. Pain level now is less than 5. Period. Next line, patient has left knee and right knee pain and it is worse upon exertion. Period. Pain level in the knees is 6. One exertion is relieved after that, means there is no falling down. And patient tries to do stretching exercise very daily. Period. Next line. was noticed nasal congestion, and he had testing done, and it showed that he had septal deviation. Patient has breathing problems through the left nostril. It is chronic, and lately has nasal drip. He's going to be on medications for that period. Next line, the patient has a mild cough without any sputum production. And lately patient has gained weight. Period, next line, severe system colon patient denied. Severe headache, comma, double vision, comma. Sore throat, comma, and swallowing difficulty, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma. Leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Here is the next line. Past medical history. It's significant for osteoporosis, and he's on alendronate, 70 milligram tablet once a week with at least 8 to 10 ounces of water. Here. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on statin, 40 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Here, next time patient is on aspirin, 81 milligram once a day. Here, next time patient has a sleeping disorder, and he's on zolpidem, 5 milligram tablet once a day as needed. Here, next line, social history. Patient is a widower, and he's living with his son. Here, patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of any drug use. Here, next line. Objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Here, next line, heart examination. Correction, HEVNT examination, we will mild nasal congestion and upper septal deviation. Here, next line. Heart examination has normal heart sound without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line, abdomen is slightly obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding low carb diet and to start stretching exercises. And all these questions are answered to satisfaction, verbal as well as understanding. Here, next line. Corrections. Next patient is Tofiq, Tofique, Lassan Hassan, HASAN, date of birth is 08-01-1946, period examination date is 02-27-2025, period. Next line, chief complaint colon. Patient came today as a follow-up after the knee surgery, and CT scan of the chest. The patient also complained of poor appetite and weight loss. Here, next line. Subject to colon, patient came today with his son, and he had a knee surgery done, which he did very well and undergoes physical therapy. However, during the hospitalization, patient had near syncopal episode, and he had an extensive workup, including CT scan of the chest. To rule out PE, however, they found myasthenia in the right lung. After that, he was seen by pulmonologist during the hospitalization, and he had a bronchoscopy with a biopsy, and it showed malignancy. And patient was seen by oncologist. However, the patient wanted to change to an oncologist close to his home. Here, at this time, patient has poor appetite and subsequently lost some weight. He does not have any excessive cough or blood in the saliva. Here, next line. Patient's knee has been feeling much better. He does the home exercises. Here, next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, neck swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Here, next line. That's medical history. It's significant for hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day, along with low fat diet. Here, next line, patient has a history of hypertension and is on lisinopril 2.5 mg tablet, one tablet daily, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of numbness and tingling of the lower extremities and is on gabapentin 300 mg tablet once a day. Next time, patient has a history of smoking and was on nicotine patch, but he has quit smoking and no more and not using any more patches. Period. Next line. Special history patient, he's a widower and he lives with his son. He has never seen drunk alcohol and smoking habits. Was for several years and he quit 2 months ago. Here, exercise mostly walking. Here, next line, objective colon. The neck is supple without any lymph node enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination has rapid first and second or sound with tonic cardiac murmur and it improved after testing. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding. Here, next line, chest wall examination reveals significant deformity or tenderness and there are no lymph node enlargement. With next line, abdomen is soft, tonic tenderness and bones are active. Here, next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line, neurological examination is intact. Our patient, gait is slow and needs some help, especially stepping up and down the stairs. Period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient and his son, and all the questions are answered with a satisfactory verbalized full understanding. Period. Next patient. Elizabeth, E-L-Z-B-I-E-T-A, last name is S-T-A-U-F-E-R-K-A-M-I-N-S-K-A. Date of birth is 08-05-1942. Examination date is 02-27-2025. The next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of high fasting blood glucose and loss of balance. See the next line, subject to colon. Patient studies that lately her fasting blood glucose is between 130 to 160 milligrams per day despite low carb diet. And patient also felt loss of balance, especially upon walking, and she has to walk very slowly. And patient is not used to walk at home because of having many steps. Period. Patient has not fallen down, but has been walking with wall support. Period. Next line. Patient says that she has seen a neurologist a few months ago, and there is a follow-up next 2-3 months. Period. Next line. Exhaust system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or snoring. Period. Next line. That's significant for hypercholesterolemia and she is on PT at 10 mg tablet once a day, along with the rosuvastatin 10 mg once a day, along with the low fat diet, and she's been in the care of cardiologists. Here, next line, patient has a history of hypertension, and he's on, and she's on metoprolol, 50 milligram tablets once a day, and nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams. With the skin only, if it is needed, and she has not used it last several months. See the next slide. Patient also has a diabetes, and she is on Januvia, 100 milligrams tablet, one tablet daily. And her fasting blood glucose ranging from 140 to 170 milligrams per day. Here, next line. Social history patient, married, lives with her husband, and she never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol. No history of illicit drug use or activities. Minimal house chores. Here, next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination. Patient has hearing aid in the right ear. And tympanic membranes are intact. Here, next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Here, next line. Heart examination. That normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Here, next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Here, next line. Neurological examination reveals positive Romberg test. And gait is slow but steady. Period. No dictation.